of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan flaws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Yeah. Coming in hot. This mic is hot. We're coming in on it, Jeffy.
Burning them up.
Welcome, everybody, to Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday. Your quarantine Thursday. It's quarantine Thursday. I feel like that should be like a hack radio bit on local radio. It's quarantine Thursday. Maybe not.
Tell them what they won.
You've won 14 more days of quarantine. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You too can be quarantined just as long as we have. Dude, I really think it's day 76 or something like that. Does that sound right?
I don't fucking know. I feel weird. And, you know, like I said, I'm like still working and doing everything. Like my life is more or less normal, except of the new protos.
Right, you know, right.
Protocols, the new shopping protocols and receiving protocols.
Are you wearing a mask in the kitchen at home, at the house, or no?
No, but I wear a mask whenever I'm in public. You know, a lot of hand sanitizer, a lot of gloves, very limited exposure. I do a lot of like pay online, drop off, pick up.
Right. Are you still serving your clients, or is it like a hands off?
Yeah. I'm still doing the do. You know, I'm like in there. You know, just them. Like I said, we tighten up the protocols a lot, like for my own family as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a lot of people I know are on like this like crazy forced vacation and they're miserable because they're stuck home. And I want to bitch because I'm working all the time.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure if you should really bitch about it or not, Jeffy.
I know. I feel like a dick. I'm like, oh, man. I was supposed to take two different vacations that got fucked by the COVID, you know?
Right.
And, like,
right.
Me and my wife were supposed to go away alone. I was supposed to go away with the family. I was supposed to – all this different shit was supposed to happen.
Right.
All got fucking shit on. And I've had to work straight through. So, it's like, you know, I'm not – you know, COVID's really sticking it to me. I'm like, it's great.
Dude, well, you got to be thankful for it at least. I mean, a lot of good brothers and sisters that we have out there have lost jobs, and you know, it's just
of course, it's terrible, brother. Yeah.
Well, tonight we got a great show. On that note, we got a fantastic show to uplift your spirits. One of the nicest human beings on the planet is joining us, Manit Chauhan. I look so forward to seeing her whenever she's at a festival we're going to be at. Man, she is so fun and. I mean, if you remember this past year at Mohegan Sun, we got into the kitchen like 8:30 or 9 in the morning, and we walked over with our gin, and Manit just starts drinking gin with us that early in the morning. It was so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she was ready to hang. She's a chef. She's like a chef through and through. You know,
no doubt
she's
about it. And delicious
a lot of fun.
Food.
Amazing food. Just so much fun. Such a warm personality. You know... I don't have enough nice things to say to her about her. You know, we had a blast. We had a blast hanging out with her in person. We had a blast with her on the show this week. It was great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It really was. It went well, and she's such a fun person to hang out with, and just such a. I say it all the time, man. Like, and I don't mean this in a negative way. She's the nicest chef I know. Is that weird?
I mean, fuck you, dude. What am I?
Well, I mean, you know, you can be angry too sometimes, Jeffy.
Oh, it's the nicest chef I know. Oh, yeah, whatever.
That's her. Listen, it's not a direct shot at you. You're a good brother. You're not a chef.
She ever peeled your shrimp?
Have you?
Yeah, I have peeled your shrimp,
when
bro.
When did you peel shrimp?
This last year, bro. Cold smoked shrimp. I peeled some shrimp.
Oh, up. Shit, you're right.
Oh, yeah. See how you're laughing about it while you were out gallivanting, kissing babies,
what?
Hanging out with rock stars out in front of the public. I was in the back.
All right.
Doing the work. And you're saying that she's nicer?
You know that hurts me when you say that. That's not how that went at all.
It's nice. I'm nice. I'm the nicest
chef. Jeffy, you are the sixth nicest chef that I know.
Ouch.
It was sixth. It's top 10.
Dude.
What? I thought that was good. No?
All right. Top six. I guess I'll take that. I mean, yeah. You know a lot.
I mean, after this conversation, you might be seven.
That hurts, bro. I should have bumped up to like four, I figured, after this conversation. There's at least two people I'm nicer than just on recognition alone.
I mean, you threw that comment in there about the shrimp, and we were hustling.
Because it hurt, because you're like, oh man, Manit's nicest chef in the whole world. She's so nice. And I'm like, man, I don't remember Manit shrimping. I don't remember, you know.
I don't remember Manit shrimping. What?
I'm just saying. I remember me and Big Dave shrimping.
Okay, terrific.
All right. All right, you're now number four.
All right.
There you go. Let's move it up. Hey, check it out. You guys haven't done so yet. You got to download Station Head, the app. We're live on Station Head on Wednesday nights. The Plum Love Foods crew is hanging out there Wednesday nights at 10 on Station Head. A lot of fun last night. A great show, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I love that app. I love the app. I love the crew that's on there. You know, we're getting our bubble on with the app. We're brand new back to it. You know, like new old. You know, we were on there a long time ago, and now we're coming back to it.
Right.
But,
right. We're like when Sting showed up in the WWE like about a couple years ago. Like he wasn't new, but he's new to the WWE. But he's old because he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and I love it. It's a different vibe than this show. You know, it's like we do. It's more of like a radio show. We do a musical guest. We talk music. We talk kitchen music. We talk, you know, we can't help but be chefs.
Right.
And then we play some awesome games. We always take callers. We have a blast with the people. I love it. I love connecting with everybody. I love the music aspect of it. I mean, music is a big part of both of our lives, so it's really cool to be able to like talk about it and hang out with musicians. It's fucking, I love it. Badass.
Yeah, really cool. Nick Lotto from Exit Days was our guest last night. Really cool, kind of vibey music. And then we were joined last night too by, of course, a friend of the program here, Ryan Starr, jumped on with us for the end of the show last night.
Yes, Ryan's awesome. Ryan's awesome, and apparently he looks amazing naked. You know,
that's what they say.
that's what I've heard.
And listen, all I can say is listen to the show. It's on demand on Station Head. You can check it out there on the Chef Plum channel.
Boom.
We won't get into that, you know, why we're thinking that. But you should definitely check it out. It's a great app, man. It's a lot of fun. Tonight, great program. We're joined by Manit Chauhan, talking all kinds of stuff. We love her. She's so fun. And of course, Jeffy and I are around. And we're here, more importantly, with you guys. I want to thank you guys very, very much. This show is trending on Apple, and I don't like to, like, come on here and publicly say these things, but dude, it's been on a pretty solid upward trend here now for a while. Jeffy,
feels good. It feels good when people are digging what we're doing. Yeah. You know, I'm loving the guests we've been getting. I've been loving the stuff we've been putting out. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm thankful that people are feeling it. So that's
you
cool.
Know, I want to reach out to our good brothers, Scotty and Chase over there at Mac Media doing the Mac Talks.
Big things. Over there.
I want to reach out to those boys and see if they want to do a super show and do Plum Love Talk Mac Foods Live. We'll call it Mac Foods Live.
We do Mac Foods Live. I love it.
A combined program with those guys.
Plum Loves Mac.
Plum Loves Mac's not a bad idea. That's not bad either. Plum Loves Mac, Mac Foods, whatever you want to call it. I want to see if they want to reach out and, you know, do a show with us, because they're really good. Because also, they're great to talk to, you know, with everything that they have going on about marketing and things like that, especially coming out of this pandemic as we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel here.
Oh, dude.
You know, good conversation.
Scotty is one of the best. Chase is an amazing human being. They do great content. Their whole crew over there, everyone in the video audio department is killing it. I can't say enough nice things about them. I mean, working so closely with them on Elite Chef, it was such a pleasure. Yeah. And I learned a lot from them.
Except for great. Hannah. Hannah might be the one weak spot they've got.
Ah,
I'm kidding.
Hannah's great.
I love Hannah. You know that.
Yeah, no, I know. She doesn't listen, but she's great.
She's great at what she does, except for the whole like glass eye thing. But that's fine. We're not really gonna make fun of her for that.
No, no one makes fun of anyone with a glass eye.
Never.
Unless it falls out.
Well,
then you have to laugh. I mean
what do you do? Just let it roll on the floor and not even bring it up? I mean, that's crazy.
I think what you do is you pick it up and then you're like, oh, you like kind of juggle it a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, like
you're like, I didn't think it would be this dry. It's very dry. I was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, would you pop it in your mouth and wet it for someone, and so they can get it back in?
Like it needed a little lube to get back in the socket.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a dry glass eyeball. Sure. The guy looks like he has cotton mouth, but his eye's out because he sneezed.
Important question: you know? Is it a male eye or female eye?
Ooh, it's a female eye.
Okay.
And she's attractive, except for her eye socket.
Sure. I find that attractive. I don't know about you.
I do not find that attractive
at all.
Put
an eye patch or something, man. It's all good.
No, listen, a sparkly eye patch. There you go. Now we dolled that up. That's great. But just a gaping eye hole.
Right.
Like the gaping eye hole, like the Fetty Wap. I'm not feeling that.
Not down with that. I'd pop it in my mouth and lubricate a little bit before I put it right back in the head.
You're a gentleman.
That's what Dave just chimed in and goes, it's my eye. If that's the case, Dave, it's not going in my mouth. I don't know where your eyes have been. Trust me. I know you. You're a good brother.
I'm going to grundle it. I'm going to grundle it, Dave, and put it in there and give you pink socket.
Ew. That's gross. Manita's on the show. Why are we talking about this? What are we
doing? Oh, sorry.
What are we doing? We can't do that.
It went down a dark road. Sorry. Back to the show.
Wow. It's pretty terrible. Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm trying to find this one.
Meanwhile, back on the show.
Here we go. Poof. And we got brought back out of that hole. That was a close one, Jeffy.
Oh. You know what it is? I'm still fired up from the Station Head games.
Ah.
I still have that in me, I think.
That was a lot of fun. Definitely, you got to check that out.
It's good to go dark. Yeah. It's good to go Zero Dark 30 again. It's been a while.
Download Station Head. We're on there every Wednesday. Also, check out the Friday morning show with our friend Serena. A lot of fun. It's a fun app, man. It really is.
Many great shows on there.
They're doing a lot.
Any time of the day and night. Any time that you want to like hear somebody ramble or just check out somebody's cool music, there's somebody on there doing some shit. It's pretty crazy. I couldn't sleep the other night, and I got on there. Like I think I told you, and I was just like listening to these fucking people argue about I don't even know what. Like it was, but it was hilarious.
That's amazing. I love it. Check it out, Jeffy. Why don't we play a spot and then come back here and talk to Manit for a little bit. What do you think?
Word.
You know, good sister. Chef Manit Chahan is on the program tonight with your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, right here on Plum Love Foods. Blah, blah, blah. Plum Love. I'm having trouble with the name, Jeff. You do it.
Plum Love Foods Live.
Well, no, like, stay right there. We'll be back with Plum Love Foods Live. Like, do the outro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Your voice changes a little bit.
Plum Love Foods Live this Thursday night. Thursday. Yeah.
It kind of sounds like you're reading a menu.
I don't know. I got like dyslexic with it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. So you just read like, you got to say something along the lines of, when we come back, we're joined by Chef Manit Chahan. Stay right there.
Oh, no. Something like maybe that. You have COVID. Maybe we have COVID.
You think so?
That could be a thing. Like we're not speaking straight.
Shit.
Right. Could be. Can you taste? How's your tongue feel?
I don't know if I have a tongue.
Oh man, this is bad.
I don't feel it. I can see it though. It's there. Nope. Right. That's my beard.
Oh Jesus! Go to commercial. Go to the mirror.
Right. Wait, I gotta go. I'll be right back. Stay right there, guys. We'll be right back. Shit, is my tongue gone? Oh yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef knives—the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Come on, hon. Of course we can eat here.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. They're closing in 5 minutes.
Don't be silly. They don't mind.
Really?
Two Top walking in.
Oh, no!
Are you tired of having that last customer walk in 5 minutes before closing? Is your station broken down and cleaned? Is it a Tuesday night and you have had hardly any covers? Well, don't worry. 5 minutes till closing can save the day. Just point the tube out of the kitchen and press the button. Shazam! The customer is gone.
Hey, dog, I don't know if that shit's right,
But that shit works, son, you know what I'm
saying? Wow! 5 till closing gets me out of work right on time, every night.
So many happy clients.
When you need to get out,
5 minutes till closing.
Just press that button and listen for the shout. When you need to get out,
5 minutes till closing.
Just press the button and listen for the shout.
5 minutes till closing.
Yeah!
A Sizzle Blade product.
Coming back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Got a super fun guest tonight, Jeffy, huh?
Whew. Yeah, I'm so excited. She's always so much fun.
So much fun, so much energy, and literally one of my favorite people ever. I tell you what, it's not very often that you can find a chef out there that the first thing you think of when you think of them is, wow, they're really nice. Like, you just...
oh man.
But she might be one of the nicest people I know and literally is taking the world by storm right now. I mean, literally, the world is Manit's oyster. She's blown up. She's everywhere. She was even in a movie, Jeffy. Can you believe that?
I know. I was blown away. I just saw the trailer.
Unbelievable. Literally one of my favorite, one of the nicest people, one of the most, likes to drink with me early in the morning when we do events together. Manit Chauhan is joining us today. Manit, good evening. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We are living the dream in quarantine. You know the deal. I had no idea I was such a good algebra teacher. That's what I figured out.
Really? I had no idea what a lousy algebra teacher I am.
So how is it down in Nashville?
Seriously,
is it...
teaching? It's pretty much the same. I mean, it's not as crazy as the big cities like New York, Chicago, talk to my friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is, it's pretty much the same as other country. We are being very cautious. We're just offering curbside. Things are changing on a daily basis. But yeah, we are being as upbeat as possible because this is the hand that everybody has been dealt with.
Absolutely.
And instead of, lamenting about the fact, we are like, come on, let's just go ahead and make the best of it. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do. So, Manit, with so many restaurants having... to let go of people, even you don't want to do it, but you have to. I mean, how are you guys holding up with that, with your restaurant group?
It was very difficult. I mean, this whole thing started, I can't believe that it's been almost, 2 months. We had to let go of our entire team. I mean, it's over 250 people. And you spend 5 years building this family. I mean, in this business, we are such passionate people. Everybody who works with us is our restaurant family. So it was very difficult. My husband and I say that it was the most emotionally draining moment of our lives. But the most interesting part was that as we were talking to people, everybody was telling us that we understand. And I think that was the toughest. I think it would have been easier if they would have just shouted at us and told us, beep you or whatever. They're like,
right.
You guys have no other option. So I think that was very difficult.
It's just it's crazy, and I feel so bad for all parties involved in having to do it. But, I mean, it's just there's nothing you can do. We all, like you said it earlier, we've all been dealt this hand. We all have to deal with it and live in it, and that's unfortunate. But the good news is I think we're going to come out of it and, I live in Connecticut, about 50 miles outside of New York City, and they're going to start opening some things up here soon. What about down there with you? Are they going to open things up or start lifting restrictions a little bit?
When I was driving to work, I just got a message that they say that by May 11th, we'll start opening. But I think that's a completely different conversation because there is data before we go ahead and make the decision to open or not to open. Because safety of our paramount.
Yeah, I mean, the safety of the guests is definitely the most important part of it. You want them to feel safe about coming in. That's the whole, I think that's the issue with it. That's the hardest part. You want them to feel comfortable, to know they're being taken care of, to know that you're going to do what's right for them. Myself and Jeff as private chefs, it's something that, we're dealing with as well, and just, making sure our clients realize that, listen, we're maintaining certain standards. We're changing standards a little bit. I mean, hell, I was Lysoling and wiping down groceries before I brought them inside of a house. It's a little bit crazy.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
It's a surreal, it's a very surreal situation that we find ourselves in. You know,
it's like a movie.
When I was, yeah, exactly. When I was young, my dad would always say that, you know, reality is stranger than fiction. And there isn't a more apt situation than the one which we find ourselves in right now.
No way. I hear you. 100%
correct. It's just such a weird world that we live in. But listen, you know, I want to switch to a positive note because I feel like everybody's talking about this stuff. But one of the things I've been dying to talk to you about, you were in a movie. You were in a Hallmark movie. That's awesome. I mean, fantastic. And not only were you in a Hallmark movie, you played yourself in a Hallmark movie. I mean, how cool is that?
Sure. This is my, you know, my problem is that I cannot say no, right? So right over here, I still remember I got this email when I was competing for the Tournament of Champions. And Tournament of Champions was probably one of the most intense competitions that I have competed on. So while all of this is happening and I am like worked up and stuff, and I get this email and I'm talking to my agent and she's like, Manish, you realize this is a scripted role. I'm like, Cameron, everything is scripted. It's completely fine. Absolutely. I did not get the gravity of the situation, right? She's like, you sure? I'm like, of course I'm sure. They give a script. Even on Chop, they give a script. Of course, you know, there are, I thought that they were guidelines, right? Like, it isn't a script. And then you're like, she's like, oh, great, you're fine. It's fine. I'm like, okay, great. So I get the contract, I read it, and I call my husband, and I'm like, holy shit, he's saying yes, this is a Hallmark movie. And he just died laughing. He's like, only you can get yourself into a situation like this. Next I knew, in the middle of the coldest cold wave, I was in Winnipeg shooting for this movie. Yeah, Secret Ingredient. It was an amazing experience. It's such a different world.
I mean, you can quit everything now. You've made it. You've done it. You can stop everything. You've done it.
Sure.
You were in a Hallmark movie. Good job for you. Well, you were great in it, too. I mean, I watched it because you were there. I mean, which has got to be pretty cool for them because they're going to get a different audience for having someone like you in that movie. You know, listen, you're a friend of mine, but you're also, I'm a big fan. I love everything that you've done. I think you're one of the best hustlers on the planet, and this just confirms it. Listen, if you can do a Hallmark movie, you are in the game. That's the game. Jeffy, if that's not the game, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I keep on telling myself, right? Every year, I mean, I have this problem of a, you know, foot in my mouth syndrome, and that has resulted in me being in a Hallmark movie. 2 years back, one of my investors said that, hey, I'm chairing this, you know, event. Would you participate? I'm like, of course I will. And I thought it was going to be, you know, charity events, how they are. You have a table in front of you. You give 1 ounce portions to everybody. Fantastic.
Yeah.
They had three events. Go over there and this guy comes, Manish, I beg to be your partner. I'm like, okay. Again, Manish, read the fine print or read any print before you say yes.
Oh, no.
I can't do that. And I apparently had said yes to the local version of Dancing with the Stars. So I have like two left feet. I have zero grace, but then I'm also a chef and that entire need to win. So regardless, I won that.
Hell yeah,
and
you won it.
It's embarrassing to see myself on the floor. I just put on so much bling that nobody could see what I was doing. I was winking at the judges. As soon as I finished, before they could give us a
table. Unbelievable.
Kept chugging it. And I won.
I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to find that on YouTube right now. I'm looking for it.
I'll find it and I'll send it to you. Don't you worry.
Listen, again,
I cringe.
It's remarkable how much we have in common. I did a local version of Dancing with the Stars. I got roped into myself.
Oh, God.
I did. And it was an experience.
Like it.
So much fun. Well, listen, I think that the Hallmark movie was amazing, but, you know, you've got cookbooks out, obviously. You've got the Food Network stuff. You've got so many restaurants. Everybody asks you how you have the time to do it all, but, you know, my question to you is, what takes the most time?
What takes the most time?
Yeah.
Wow, I seriously believe it's everything is equal, because to me, I live in the moment. I have realized that if I live in yesterday, then I'm not enjoying today's moment. And if I live thinking what is going to happen tomorrow, I'm not going to enjoy now. So to me, now is important, and I enjoy that, and I get 500% of that to my now.
Absolutely.
I don't know what's happening one hour down.
It's a great way to look at it. I mean, you have a lot on your plate. I mean, Jeff, she's got everything going on there possibly could be. I mean, I think Manit might even be on the next presidential ballot. That's what I think might be happening.
She should be.
Well, she probably signed up for it.
Not gonna happen.
She signed up for it, didn't realize it. It was just fine print.
Yeah,
she just doesn't know.
Yeah, you don't realize you're already on the ballot. I think I saw you on a VP for somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you have so much going on. When I Googled you, I was blown away at, like, four restaurants, two breweries. I mean, I'm wow. It's just so. And you're Dancing with Stars. I'm like, and you're the happiest person I've ever met in my life.
It's true. You are very happy. So Manit, listen. So when you are down in Nashville and you're kind of having time with the family and you guys are hanging out, one of the things I think is so cool just watching on Instagram is how much you do actually cook at home still. Like, you're just, you can't get enough of it. You're still doing it.
I think cooking is such a wonderful bonding experience, especially with your kids. It first of all, it shows them the appreciation for food. But to me, I use cooking as a teaching tool, not only teaching about food, but teaching about life in general. Because to me, I'm a chef, and each and every analogy that I draw in life is food-centric. So, for example, yesterday I was cooking with my daughter, and I was talking to her about the importance of meals. I'm like, as a chef, you need to have everything ready. So, yeah. Writing your book report, you need to have all your tools ready, be it all the notes. So, she spends a lot of time completely ignoring me, but I just hope that even, like, 0.01% of these nuggets of wisdom, which I think are nuggets of wisdom I'm trying to give her, sinks in, I have done my job.
Well, that's absolutely the best way to look at it, I think. You know, if you could find something to gauge if you've done your job as a parent, that's what you do. I found that too, Manit, and mine is watching my kids drink beer, which is probably not okay at their age as seventh graders, but at least they know. And I'll tell you what, I knew my job as a father was done when my daughters could tell me the difference between an ale and a lager by tasting it. It made me so happy.
Oh, my God. That would get tears to my eyes. I, as a kid, would go up to my dad while he was having beers on a, like, in summer afternoon.
Sure.
And I would take a little bit from him and tell him that I needed to wash my hair.
I'm so confused.
You can imagine how much of that happened. It's supposed to be good for the hair.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Beer is supposed to be really good for the hair. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering why he was like, "Why is your hair so dry? And why do you smell?" He never did. So it's all good.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical. Jeff, you want to do some plugs for Manit out there when we've got her on here still?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to check her out, go right to her website, ManitChouhan.com, and then also at ManitChouhan on her IG, and same on her Facebook. And you could check out all the cool stuff she's doing. She's a kick. This is awesome. You're awesome.
A new book coming out here in October, right?
The book is called Chart. Chaat, translated from Hindi, means to lick, and Indian street foods are called chaat.
Wow.
And I was a kid, I was on a train journey to our grandparents' houses, and they are unlike the trains over here. The windows are open, the doors are open. It stops at each and every train stop. It's a 3-day, 2-night journey. And in each and every station, train station, the local vendors would come to sell their wares and the food on the train. And I remember those journeys through, oh my God, Chennai, we would get curd rice. At so-and-so, we would get, you know, the best chaat or the puri, the aloo. So that's what the book is. It is beautiful. It's gorgeous. Last year, around this time, we traveled to India with my co-author, Jody Eddy, and our photographer, Linda Zhao. And we went to 7 cities in 6 days. And we have got the most gorgeous photographs. The book is beautiful. Even if I'm saying so, it's gorgeous.
Wow. It takes a lot to write a cookbook, man. It's really a whole other world, and especially in a world now where books are kind of a dying thing. Cookbooks will always be around or doing better than ever now. I mean, I got to imagine the amount of work, speaking of things that you put all your time into, a cookbook has got to be very time-consuming.
It is. It is very time-consuming, but I have a fantastic co-author who just can, you know, put a very articulate spin on my blabber.
That's hysterical. Well, it's funny, Manit. I want to talk to you a little bit about CIA. I'm a CIA graduate, and I was looking at the timetable. I think you were in April of 2000. You graduated, right?
April of 2000. Yes.
So I started probably 4 or 5 months. I thought I was there when you were there. I think I started right after you graduated, like just a couple of months after you graduated. And for me, it's funny because I always like to talk to chefs who have been in there and have had success and who have done CIA. And, you know, Jeff is a very successful chef here on the show with us. And he didn't go to culinary school, and I did. So it's two different, very interesting takes on it. And for me, you know, I needed that in my life. I needed that discipline. And you know all about that from being at CIA. But I think it's a fantastic thing. It adds a great basis for what you had. I had tons of experience before I went to school, but I couldn't tell you what a brunoise was or what a bassinet was. But school, I can. How was it for you? Did you have a bunch of experience going in?
To me, I think CIA was very, very valuable because I had just come from India.
Yeah.
I came from India. This was a new country, and I got a great insight into America through CIA, which was really incredible because when I came, when I applied to come here to CIA, I was like, of course, I know everything about America. I have seen Coming to America, so I know what it's all about. I have read Archie comics all my life, so I know what it's all about. But it was a very different world. And when I was on campus, I deferred my externship because of, I came on a student visa. And because I deferred my externship, I was there for 18 months through and through.
Well, you could do that.
I think they only let international students do that because it's difficult for us, you know, to go back and come, over here again.
Yeah.
So it was an exception. It was an exception for international students. Now it's a lot easier, from whatever I have spoken to international students about. But so I was with one batch, and then when my batch left for externship, I just went ahead and joined the batch which came back from externship. And I was a baking and pastry student.
Yeah, you were baking and pastry too.
It was a very, very valuable experience. And of course, me being me, I volunteered for everything. I was on the judiciary board. I was the RA at Rosenthal. Each and every weekend when we would have events, I would volunteer. It was beautiful. It was just, it has a very, just last year, I think yesterday or day before, I was just going through my photographs. I had gone back as a graduation speaker.
Yeah.
So it was incredible.
Very cool. And the school is so different now. It looks so different than when we were there. It's remarkable.
It is. You know, when I was there, the Kola Vita Center, we had just done the groundbreaking over there.
Oh,
and before that, during winters, we used to take trash can lids, and we used to, when it would snow, we would use those to try to snowboard on the slopes.
Oh, that's really funny. That's really fun. Do you remember the old Hobnobbing across the street, the dive bar?
Yes, I was not there very often because I never because I was too busy working.
Yeah, I was there a lot.
I was a very boring student.
I was there a lot.
It's a very interesting journey for me because right after I graduated on the top of my class. I had the highest GPA. I had all the, there were 3 awards given to the class, and I got all of them. And I'm like, fantastic. Yeah, exactly. And then reality sets in because in this industry, a sponsorship of paperwork was very, very difficult. And I applied, I got jobs in all the places that I really wanted. At that time, my uncle and aunt were opening a restaurant. And they were like, hey, if you want to work over here, we need stuff. And because I had already done my bachelor's in hotel administration before I came to the CIA, I had a lot of knowledge. So that was a turning point for me because it gave me a great insight on what people in America had a perception of Indian food.
Right.
And it was curry, $8.95 all you can eat buffet. And to me, that is BS because I grew up on 3 fresh meals a day and everything is seasonal. You know, carrots were only in December. You could not get carrots for the rest of the year. So, you know, it was, and I really was passionate about telling the world about that. So that's when my switch happened from exclusively baking and pastry to getting into the savory, to going towards the dark side.
Yeah, you hit right on where I was going to go next because you went from baking and pastry, which was it's interesting to go from that and then to where you are now. But I guess it's kind of all the same, you know. I mean, you're still working with food no matter what.
That's true, and also I mean, it's like baking and pastry gave me a very interesting eye on how important presentation is. It has to be like. It has to be visually appealing, and that is something that, you know, being a pastry student really helped me understand.
Absolutely, it definitely makes a giant difference. You know, just having that eye for it. You know, I mean, especially in baking a pastry, you can do it. Whereas, especially at CIA, when we were there doing, you know, culinary arts, I mean, you're slinging food out left and right every day because you have service every single day, and people don't realize that. That's what happens.
Yeah,
when you're doing, you know. Service at CIA. I mean, you work in the classes. Those classes are serving people every day. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think it's so fun just to talk about all the things. I want to talk more about the movie because I just think it's so cool. That's amazing. I love that. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I know. It's a goal,
that's
Jeffy.
Hilarious.
Jeffy, I want to be in a. I want to be in a Hallmark movie. Can we make that happen?
I'll start working on it right away. That's my next goal.
So, Manit, it's so fun to talk to you about just how many different festivals and all the fun people we meet. I'd be remiss, of course, if I didn't bring up, doing the Mohegan Sun Festival every year. What a fun year festival that is, huh?
That is absolutely amazing. I still remember the first year that I was there. I think that was around 3 years back. And first of all, all of you guys, I mean, like, not for a moment did you guys make me feel that I was not a part of the gang, right? I mean, I reached there and all of you were like, you just engulfed me and hugged me with warmth, and that is one of the biggest reasons why I want, you know, I'm like, nothing else is more important than going and just hanging out with, you know, my really awesome gang of people.
Well, I think one of the things that always sticks out, it seems like every year, you and I are generally first in the kitchen before everybody else. We're there first, which you know, I think says a lot. A lot of people do events and they don't make their own food, but, I mean, you do. I believe in it. Like, I think if you're going to be there, if you want me there, then we're going to cook food the right way. And I think you have that same feeling when you go to events.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, whatever celebrity, this is all so, in nature. You are a chef. That's what you do. You have, I mean, at least I know I have reached where I have because of the food that I cook. And if I'm not grateful and I do not show that off on a daily basis, then shame on me.
Absolutely. It's about the food, first and foremost.
Love that.
You know, we tell a lot of young culinarians who are on this program, I've been told by so many times having younger people working with me and whatnot, that they're like, I want to be a TV chef. I want to be on television. So I'm going to go to school, and then I'm going to be a TV chef. And I have to tell them, I'm like, look, man, you know, the small modicum of success I've had doing stuff is because of 25 years of, you know, pounding the pavement, yeah, working in the industry. It's a byproduct of it. It's not because of it, you know. And it's interesting how they, you know, the whole perception of what we do as chefs has totally changed now, don't you think?
Absolutely. I also think that, you know, people do not realize that with game comes responsibility, right? There are a lot of kids who are looking up to you and, you know, they want to be like you.
Right.
Right. Which is absolutely amazing, because I think this has led to being a chef, you know, it's very cool. There was a time when it wasn't cool being a chef, right?
Totally.
But then they also have to realize responsibility. You have to live up to the responsibility. You cannot squander away the fame that you've gotten. So you have to use it for good. And that is something which I keep on telling kids, that you just have to take this as a blessing.
Absolutely. It is a blessing. No doubt about it. And, you know, just last one for me, Manita. Of course, I got to bring it up. And, you know, I try not to. I had Guy Fieri on here. We talked for an hour and a half about making ramen noodles. We never even talked about Food Network, and I got yelled at for it. So I got to bring it up. You know, Chef, literally, I mean, you're a staple on the network. You're everywhere now. Literally, you're taking over the network. I heard they're actually going to do Food Network 3 and just call it Manit. It's going to be a whole separate channel. It's going to be Food Network, Cooking Channel.
I love it.
Manit. It's going to be interesting. Chopped, you know, I did Chopped a long, long time ago. You're on it every single week. Just give a little insight to everybody about how different it is from what you see on TV versus, you know, what happens in the real world on set.
Oh my God, everybody, you know, it's so much easier sitting on your couch and seeing Chopped and saying that, oh, if I was there, I would have done that, right? Being a judge and being a competitor, I have been on both sides, you know, of the chopping block. I have been chopped, I have won. I have judged, I've been judged, right? It's an incredible show. I mean, I keep on saying that the creators and the producers have done such an incredible job in coming up with the perfect equation that inspires people to log in every week, right? Or to tune in every week,
right?
Because of the combination of chefs and because of the baskets, the combination of baskets. So that, I think, is absolute genius. It's a long day. I mean, my day starts around at, I get picked up around at 5:30, 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have hair and makeup, etc., you know, making sure that everything is good to go. We start shooting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So first course is 8 o'clock. So by around 9 o'clock, we are, you know, hopefully not tasting balut, but that's happened before. And then the day continues. The timing is, the 20 minutes are 20 minutes, the 30 minutes are 30 minutes. That's why we get all the drama, because we are really particular about the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's nail-biting. It is, I have been doing it for 10 years. I still get really anxious when the clock is going, you know, ticking down, and I'm like, oh my God, are they going to do it? Will they do this? The incredible part is that the editors, I mean, you remember how many cameras are there. There are times that I have counted that there are at least 8 to 10 cameras in that room.
It's crazy.
Right? And they're constantly recording. So can you imagine the incredible job that the editors do to pick up all of these nuggets of amazingness and then give like a 48-minute show of pure genius. I mean, yeah, I am in awe. I am so grateful to be a part of Chop and just in awe of what they produce.
It's a lot
They're
of work.
They're killing it.
A lot of
They're
work.
Killing it.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
killing it. If you want to know more about our amazing friend Manit Chauhan, you want to go to her Instagram at Manit Chauhan and her Facebook, Manit Chauhan, and or her website, and give her a follow, like her photos, tell her how awesome she is. You can ask her to do anything. She'll just say yes. Just, you know, shoot her a question. You know, she loves to, you know, anything. Dancing, acting.
Run for president. You found that out.
She might run for president. Any local office in Nashville, reach out. She's ready. She's ready. Oprah, watch out. She's coming for you.
That's right. Manit, we really appreciate you taking some time and hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun, as always, talking to you. You're such an energetic person. You're such a positive person. We need so much more of that these days. And I wouldn't say I wish you luck and all that, but you don't need any luck from me. You got it. You're hanging in there. You got so much power on your side. You give it to everybody else in your positivity, and we love that. So thank you for that.
Oh, my God. You are so kind. Thank you.
All right. Oh, yeah, Jeffy. How about that?
Yeah.
How can you not love Manit when you hear her just tell her stories, right?
She's awesome.
I mean, literally.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, do you agree with me now? Like, you might be the fourth nicest chef I know?
Nah, man.
Really? You think you're higher than Manit? I mean, she's clearly the nicest chef we know.
Bro.
You're really fired up about
this. One word, three syllables.
Give it to me.
Mexico.
Okay. Okay.
Tucked you in. Who tucked you in, buddy?
Jeff.
He's got two thumbs and tucks in plum. This guy.
Big shout out to our guest, Manit Chauhan, for joining us tonight here on the program, man. So fun to talk to her. Hopefully we'll have her back very, very soon. Yep. I love seeing what she's doing. The fact that she was in the movie just blows me away.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. The fact that she's dancing with the stars in a movie, runs brewer. I mean, I'm how much shit she has going on, and she has kids.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what's going on? Like, what am I doing wrong?
If she has kids, if she's very active with the kids. Like, she's always cooking with them on camera and whatnot. It's impressive, man. Big shout out to Manit Chauhan. Seriously, I don't need to tell you where to find her. Just watch Chopped every time it's on. Manit's on there.
And her food is fire.
It's really good.
Every year at Mohegan Sun, her dish is one of the best at the show. Like, literally, one of the best there. It's so good.
It's really good. She does a great job, man. So big shout out to her for coming on the program. We really appreciate it. Jeff, I love getting guests like that, especially as we kick off season 9 here of Plum Love Foods. It's kind of fun.
Season 9, Nueve.
Nueve. It's over 342 hours of content for your listening pleasure now, Jeffy.
How many?
342 listening hours of content for you.
That sounds awesome.
That's a lot.
I'm going to binge it.
Here's the crazy part. It's going to be there forever now, too. This is the internet. It doesn't go away. It's there forever.
Well, that's crazy.
You know what else?
Can we get hard copies? I want to have it on vinyl, so my, you know, just in case.
Yeah. You know what else is forever, Jeffy? You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best. Who saw this coming, huh? This late in the show?
I never see this coming.
Unbelievable. Catching
you
by surprise every time. Chef Dave. Hey, Dave.
Dave.
What up?
Dave. We need to have that drop. Dave.
What's up? We got to have the laugh line from the sitcom.
Yeah, no kidding. That's true. We should. That'd be awesome. Or we could just, whenever Dave comes in, we just play this.
Sorry.
Dave, what did you think of the Manit interview?
That was a pretty good one, for sure. I dig it.
He didn't.
She's
listen.
Pretty awesome too. So I did listen.
All right. He got angry. He got really angry there. God, that was quick.
Coming at me like I didn't listen. If I didn't listen, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I didn't hear it.
I'm sorry. No. You got very sensitive very fast tonight. Are you red lining?
I got a lot going on.
You got a race car? Your race car is red right now, David? I'm sorry.
Well, Dave is making the big move this week, Jeffy. Out of all the people on the entire planet, you know, going on with this pandemic in the world, people losing jobs left and right. Dave somehow has managed to have multiple job offers and still living the dream out there in New York City, about to move to paradise.
Yeah, no, he landed a dope gig. He's going to be staying on The Rock. I'm super excited. It gives me an excuse to go over there and see him.
It's pretty great, man. We're all very happy for you, Dave. But Dave never seems real happy about any of it.
I'm stoked.
He's super stoked. He just doesn't. His excitement level is like, fuck yeah. That's like, yeah, that's as happy as he gets.
When he tells you a story, if he told you a story about crashing a car or getting a new job, that's a fan, or winning $1 million, it's the same tone always.
You should see him have an orgasm. Thing. It's so weird. It's just like, oh.
Wait, you've seen that?
Right, you've seen that?
Oh, sorry. No. I mean, I just imagined it. I mean.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
Jeff has.
Wow. How about that? That's a. Oof.
Shut up, dummy.
I guess it's time to move on, because that's taking me all off guard there, Jeffy. I don't really know how I feel about any of that stuff. You kind of derailed the entire show. I wish I had a sound of a train, like, just having a terrible crash, because I'd play that right now.
Train wreck? What's wrong? What's wrong with imagining Dave's O-face and how unexcited it is?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Hulkamania.
It's a little bit nervous.
Dave, give us a example of your O-face.
Manit was just the last time. What are you
doing? The last time.
What are you
doing? Had an orgasm. How did it go? What was it like?
The last time, or like usually?
Yeah, like usual. Is it like a very? You're not a vocal guy. I can imagine you're just kind of like a. Oh yeah.
Oh, like I'm not really vocal until like I get to the point, and then.
All right. Come on.
And then it's like a it's like a growl, I guess, I've been told. Like, I sound like I'm about to, like I'm an animal, like, about to, like, snap into a jugular.
This is just a terrible thing to think about right now. I don't want to think about any. Manit Chauhan was just on the show, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Oh, man. I just, every time I hear Dave's voice, I get excited.
That's what's up. I like that.
He goes,
you.
That's what's up. This is all going a whole different direction that I don't want it to go. Come on, bring us back.
I'm back.
Meanwhile, back on the show.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mr. Knife, a.k.a. Mike Stipe from Ergo Chefs, chiming in. Tuck and plumb in, Jeffy. You must have some big thumbs.
I don't know
what that means either. He's taking it in a weird direction, too. What's wrong with you fucking animals?
Is it like a thumb?
Listen, we're chefs. It doesn't have to mean what you think it means, you freak. I'm just, you know... Big
English
thumbs.
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
I don't even know. Don't
Several
even...
dialects.
Dave, you're bringing something to the show tonight. Could you please help us? Please get us out of here. We've been throwing a lifeline to you to grab on and pull us into the ship for 10 minutes now.
Yeah. I guess I can do that, huh?
Shut up, dummy.
All right.
Do I not have music?
No.
Oh, man. This is great, Dave. You're
oh my god! All right.
Well, look. I thought like I had theme music for everything, but let's just get right into I thought there was gonna.
You want us to freestyle it? You want me to freestyle a little theme music for you?
It's top 10 with Dave. That's right. No, nope, it's not top 10. What's the bit, Dave?
It's not. All right. Fuck it.
Just tell me the name of the bit.
What Yes Chef really means.
Have you ever wondered what Yes Chef actually means when they're saying it? It's time for Yes Chef with Chef Dave. All right, there you go, Dave. How was that?
That's what's up. So there's a...
okay, terrific.
So Adam Wiener, he's a culinary director. Not exactly sure what school they don't mention it. So,
did you say Wiener?
That's his last name, dude.
Okay.
How do they spell it?
Like Wiener.
Like W-E-I? Or is that an I before E there, Jeffy, or E before
I? W-E-I-N-E-R.
W-I-E-N-E-R. Is it
Wiener?
Or is it W-E-I-N-E-I-E-R? All right, Dave, go ahead.
All right, Adam W. is a culinary director. They don't mention where, but... starts off where he's explaining, you know, the importance of Yes Chef. So he goes, One of the first things I teach my students is to say, yes, chef. They think that I'm acting like Gordon Ramsay, but I explain it to them that chefs love that sound, love the sound of those two words long before Hell's Kitchen rings supreme. Actually, from day one, I teach my students that a chef or kitchen manager asks you to do something, you ask yourself these three questions. Is it illegal? Is it immoral? Is it dangerous? If the answer to all three questions is no, then the only thing the only thing to be said is yes, chef. So he goes on and he explains a couple more things, and then he explains that it says, do what chef says, not what you think chef wants. So he goes in to explain a story, and it says, instance on this practice has led to some interesting yes, chef moments in my kitchen and classroom. I had a student with a very bad attitude who fought everything I said. One time I told her that she was in charge of family lunch, and I wanted her to make a plate featuring a lamb chop. 2 hours later, 20 students and I gathered around the table. She had one plate featuring one lamb chop. I was trying to conceal my horror. After all, she did follow what I told her to do.
You're concealing your horror? Where was she hiding?
Horror.
Where was the horror?
Yeah.
Like a story. No,
I feel like we missed part of the story. Did we miss part of the story?
Yeah, I think I missed something. Where?
Like,
he have a whore?
Jeffy.
I think we
missed the exciting part. Go ahead, Dave.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All at once, the student started to laugh and said, for once, Alice did what you told her to do.
Old bulldozer. There's, Dave.
You know, there's nothing I could say.
Keep on trucking.
There's nothing I can say but to congratulate her on her following direction. She replied, yes, chef. Ironically, getting complimented for this launched her. She became an exemplary student and has worked in the industry for many years now. So
that's fascinating.
Wait, just let it go. Right. So she was a great student.
Yeah, great. Anyway, she wasn't. Got it. Anyway, it leads me to this question. What's like the most unexpected time?
You do have a story. Like, I thought you were just reading some article for us.
No, I got a question from that article now.
I wasn't I'm still trying to figure out why the whore is hiding.
Where's the whore at?
What? I mean, in the closet? Where do you put them?
I don't know. She didn't have a 10%. Look.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
It's just a game for it. Just
this is a good. All right, let's. Do you finish up, Dave? Finish it up, because we're not giving you a chance to ask your to pose your question.
God damn it! All right. So when?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Motherfuckers. When is the most unexpected time you've heard yes, chef?
Every time I hide a whore.
All right,
oh my
Jeff.
God. Mr. Knight, a.k.a. Mike Stein from Burger Chef chiming in. Was there a monster?
All right, so the game is when's the most fucked up time someone's told you yes, Chef?
Yeah, like most unexpected time you've heard it.
Well, me and my cousin were in bed.
Look.
Okay, terrific.
And my grandmother came in and yelled...
Then for some reason she turned the water hose on us. I didn't quite understand what happened. Sorry, Benit was just on the show. We can't talk like that. Go ahead, Jeffy.
Yeah, chef.
So Dave had a question somewhere in there for you.
About I've heard yes, chef, so many times sarcastically that it's hard to remember. Yair says it to me all the time.
I think when Jeffy and I were getting couples massages in Mexico and holding hands, every time the woman would touch me, I would make this sound and say, yes, chef. Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. I can vouch for that. He likes to say yes, chef a lot.
Yes, chef.
Yeah. He coos like a pigeon and then says, yes, chef.
All right. Word. So Where's the most awkward place I've heard it? Is that the question, Dave? I kind of forgot the question. Tell me the question again.
That's exactly like the most unexpected.
The most unexpected.
Hold on. Could you go through the setup again?
Yeah. So it was going to be Dave's top 10, but then he calls me. He's like, I got a good bit. We're going to talk about this guest chef stuff. I'm like, all right. Sounds like fun. Top 10, you know, Dave reads off a top 10 list. We comment on them, you know, as he goes through them. Then we end the program. Everybody laughs. It's fun. Instead, Dave came here on the show, opened up a can of dog shit, and just dumped it on the table and stared at us.
Fuck you, I added crackers.
That's racist. You can't say that.
Cracker con queso.
That's racist, too. Listen.
Whoa.
He said it. So here's what I'm thinking. Man. The most awkward place confused. I've heard Yes Chef is probably going to be... I don't know how to answer this question, Jeffy. It's probably going to be... Yeah, I think I'd have to say... Maybe the very first time I heard it, because I didn't know they were talking to me. How about that? Is that a real enough answer? I was the chef of a restaurant in Virginia. Barely a chef. And... I said to do something, and they said, "Yes, chef." And they said, "Chef, can I blah, blah, blah?" And I didn't answer them. I ignored them. So it was the beginning of me being an asshole chef. It all kind of fell into place. But you know what then, Jeffy? I hid my whore there because I knew she'd be a good student in the end.
She, we chef. You know, that makes me laugh because...
Wait, which part?
What you said about the first time someone called you chef, when I first kind of became an executive chef someplace, and it was in the Hamptons, and I would walk out of the kitchen, people would come up to me all the time and say, like, "Oh, hey, chef. Oh, hey, chef." And sometimes I would think I would recognize people because I would be a little buzzed or something, and like I think they'd say, "Hey, Jeff," because I'm kind of hard of hearing in a loud place, and I would be like all like paranoid because I would think, "Where do I know this person? Fuck.
How do they know my name? What the fuck?"
And they would be like, "Chef, man, everything's been great. Oh, you know, how's life?" They would just like start asking me questions like we were friends, and I would be like, "Fuck, how do I know this guy? This sucks."
Oh, Jesus. Jeff might have saved your bit, Dave. So do you still, like, how long was it till you felt differently about that, till you realized they were saying chef instead of Jeff?
It was like one guy we like became friends, like, and like it was like a few months into becoming friends, and I'm like, "So where do I know you from anyway?" And he was like, "I don't know you, bro." And I'm like, no, like when you first met me, you were like, "Oh, Jeff." Like, who had told you my name? Was it Howie, like the bartender? And he was like, "Nah, I didn't know your name was Jeff for like a few weeks." And I was like, what were you calling me?" He was like, "Chef." And I was like, "Oh." I'm like, "I'm so fucking half deaf."
Jesus. What about you, Dave? What's your story?
I didn't think about that.
Okay, time out. Are you serious? Jeffy, did you hear what he just said?
I wasn't actually in the kitchen.
Yo, man, I think I'm going to get you a plaque because this is a fucking awesome...
You weren't in the kitchen. It didn't involve urine, did it?
No.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, see, we just had Manita on. Do you want me to talk about it?
No. Well, okay. Really?
Oh, God.
What?
Now you're worried all of a sudden. Before you were orgasming and fucking...
That's true.
Now all of a sudden you're a gentleman. You're like, oh, wait, we just had Manita on.
This is just going a whole different direction. Wow. Wow.
No, it was in the bedroom. I was having sex and I said something. And
Jesus,
they
he's
said,
still
going to
tell the story.
Yeah. They said, "We, chef." And then the next morning, you know, we had to get a plan B. So.
Oh, my God, Dave. Jesus.
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't even know what to say.
It all happened so quick. Neither
I don't even know what to say.
Hulkamania.
Fire!
Oh my God! What? This bit failed miserably.
I think it was great, and we should probably try it again next week.
Oh my God! Wow. All right,
we're just gonna have to work on the setup. I think you should change the name of the bit.
Listen, to, if we could keep the setup under 15 minutes, I think you might be a little better off.
Yeah, like maybe don't read it off. Maybe just come up with an idea that's like read the idea a bunch until you get it, and then just do it in your own words, so that way it's like smooth, Daddy.
But yeah,
I was giving, you know, like the cold hard facts.
I'm going to give you a C plus for effort. You definitely tried.
Absolutely,
we're definitely definitely
gave me like a D.
We definitely had a Dave bit. That's what I'll say, Dave. We definitely had a Dave bit tonight.
That was hardcore. And yeah, you pushed through, dude. Like, you pushed through. Like,
powered.
I was impressed.
You did power. I mean, yeah. When we were 35 minutes into you telling the story about the hiding the whore, I wasn't sure how long we were going to go.
Yeah. I didn't know where the whore... And I'm still lost as to who... Like, the dean of students of what college had a whore.
Wait, there was a demon of students? There's a demon and a whore? This is a great story, probably. All right.
And so he's the dean of students of what college? We don't know. His name's Wiener. So Mr. Wiener has a whore.
Wait, Mr. Wiener was with the demon and the students, and they hit a whore. This is a great story,
dude,
it sounds like.
I'm telling
this
you,
is like,
COVID,
this
man.
Is like, this is like
it's the
pedo.
It's the pedo ring.
Yeah. It's like watching Docking for the first time.
You've watched it? I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
How could you watch? What?
All right, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! You've been checking out Plum Love Foods Live. Big shout out to our guest, Manit Chauhan, for joining us tonight. A lot of fun talking to her. Shout out to, of course, everybody out there working hard, our first responders. Shout out to all of our cooks and chefs out there and hospitality individuals. Hopefully, things will start coming back here soon. I know here in Connecticut, they're going to start doing some outdoor dining. If you're not having it happen where you live now, it's coming soon, I promise. We're coming back, Jeffy and Dave. We're coming back stronger than ever. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Coming back. We're New Jersey strong.
We're back. What? And better than ever. We're back. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be straight up be a Bloodsport montage.
New Jersey.
What's with you in New Jersey?
Don't you remember that song they did? Like, it was like their commercial. It was like, we're New Jersey strong and the shore's coming. It was like after a hurricane.
I do kind of remember that.
It was really awesome. And it always makes me feel like patriotic and like,
all right,
like okay to be heavy.
All right, friends. Listen, we appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to the program and download the program. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the program. Big shout out to our guest, Manit Chauhan, for joining us tonight. You can see her every week on Chopped on Food Network. I mean, it's on all the time. It's either Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or Chopped, so watch it. You can't miss it. She's fantastic. Her food's delicious. Dave, your bit was so fun. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys appreciated it and enjoyed it.
Jeffy, much love to you, brother. Appreciate you and your time. I know you're working hard right now, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the program.
I'm just a whiner. Love you.
And, of course... Ladies and gentlemen, please, please remember food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll see you next week. Peace.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
Don't forget to hide your whores.